is I am seeing the penny. The waveform comes once the penny is formed into that pattern.
Oh.
It doesn't come first, it comes when it achieves.
There's a key there somewhere.
In other words, it's an inanimate object that has the same waveform no matter how many different ones you see.
Correct. As long as they are identical. Okay, now I only have limited time, unfortunately.
Hmm.
As things are starting to happen with interest. So what we will do is go over Kiri's comments about waveforms, coercion, and her projects, which you neatly sidestepped. However, I know it was only a joke, but I must point out that that cannot happen concerning the computers.
This was a joke. This was totally a joke.
I know. Okay, Kiri's comments on coercion are very useful. She, again, has worded herself well, but has been cautious not to give too much away. She has given both positive and negative uses. This is something that we gamble on, that by giving you both the positive and the negative, you can decide which is which, even though Kiri states in the explanations quite clear which is which. It gives you an idea what to watch for in the negative capacity. Okay, do we have any questions?
On the gamble that we're taking,
mm-hmm.
not a real big risk, though, is it?
No.
Because she's not really pointing out anything that would be detrimental to a person's health.
Okay. I do not see any problems with Treebeard's comments, apart from the fact that he's getting tired. Any more questions?
No, I have none.
Well, we do have the report on our conference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Gave it to you yet?
I have already read it.
I just got it 2 hours ago. So she's quick.
Oh, she is.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bye. No.
Yeah.
Right, you wouldn't like the house bit, but I was down there.
I can't get there.
Now, if I came down there,
I'd probably get bit first.
Mm-hmm. You have to be pretty fast to catch me. Talking of horror stories.
Yeah, I just had this little sibling thing going on.
Horror stories, am I?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, my love.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
I'm doing good. I'm relaxed.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Poised.
Yes. The doctor said that I needed to be relaxed.
Good. And then you need help? Well, I guess we're already helping. It's maintaining a good level of steady flow of energy lately.
Yes, yes. There is the other way of helping. But I'm very relaxed right now.
Excellent. You're excellent.
In fact, if I get any more relaxed, they can put me in a bucket of water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was given something to munch on.
Oh, that's pretty relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my blue flower little relaxed person there.
Mm-hmm.
Reflexology, maintaining our relaxed state of mind that we're working on.
Oh, yes, yes. Reflexology. Okay, what did Treebeard cover?
Treebeard covered the points on the hand for quick stimulation and more prolonged stimulation. Point on the back of the neck for
just dormancy.
Correct. See, Skip and Treebeard worked on points at the feet for maintaining youth and healthfulness.
And the back of the ears.
Okay, now there are some more. There are ones that I've used to immobilize parts of the body.
Oh, excellent.
For medical reasons.
What?
Okay.
That'd be handy.
There are some pressure points on the sides of the ribs. By applying pressure, just let me work out, almost down to the bottom of the rib cage. In fact, right on the bottom of the rib cage, if you run your finger down the side, about midway down, in the middle, go down to the bottom of the rib cage and apply a little bit of pressure there, and you will feel a little bit of tingling in the backs of your legs. Okay, let me roll the host body. It should be there.
It's on the very bottom rib?
Mm-hmm. Not quite. There's one more below it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the second from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that one.
If you draw a center line down through, it's right there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you rotate over it a little bit more towards the back in the same rib, apply a little bit more pressure. Okay. You feel that in the back, in your back? A little tingling.
Oh, there it is. I got that one in the back. I can't get the one in the legs, though.
Probably not applying enough pressure. Okay, now, these, again, are pressure points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have various different uses. The one for the legs will paralyze the legs if you apply enough pressure. And there is a very quick way of doing it, which looks brutal and discomforting. And you put your hands like this and beat on either side at the pressure points. What you do is you cut off the supply of blood to the legs as well as the energy to the legs, and the legs will fall, and they are numb. It's kind of a localized anesthetic for the legs. That will take out both of them if you do it on either side. If you do it on one side, one leg will be inactive, and it's the leg on that side. Now, once the leg is immobilized and is numb, you can do whatever is necessary, but you have a very limited length of time to do it.
So for a traumatic bone break, you can immobilize it, set it, splint it, have it back up by the time the blood hits back again?
You've got about a minute to a minute and a half.
Okay. In other words, you'd have to move pretty swiftly.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to get in there with your hands and push the bone back together, splint it, wrap it, and I can do it just in a minute and a half.
That's tough to do. It's tough to do.
That's actually getting into the bone with your hand. Now, they will feel pain, but nowhere near as much as they would feel.
Go ahead and discuss these other things. Okay, young lady,
yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
On this.
What you described is more or less a local anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, observed our people, our 3D people in all states, I'm sure. Is this one of the moves or actions that a martial arts person uses on another person?
Probably, yes. Probably.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. But they have medicinal uses that are much more useful than the harmful. It's normally something that you would use after using the martial arts for the obvious reasons. You know,
sure.
Martial arts fight, you're pretty dinged up. You need localized anesthetic. What are you going to do?
In other words, this would be included in the training of martial arts.
Mm-hmm. Just as the pressure points, if you've noticed that both Treebeard and myself have always stated gently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to the other spectrum, let us go back to the legs and the blow to the side, the leg on the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
That will paralyze the legs. The harder, the more longer and protracted the paralyzing is. A real hard blow, and you've lost the leg, used the legs.
Okay, but now let me ask you another question. Couldn't by exerting enough force to break the ribs?
Yes.
Okay, because it only takes approximately 14 pounds of pressure to break any bone in the human body.
What stops it from breaking is the flexibility.
Yes, I understand that.
If you were to hold either side, 14 pounds, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Okay. You're very correct. Yes, they are probably used in martial arts as well, but much harsher and much different kind of focus.
Be a swifter, more vicious blow.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the intent to do harm. Now, the interesting thing is the pressure points. What are they? Okay, let us look at the hand. The one that Tree Beard did on Rudd's Festival. If you look at your hand, right, where he stabbed Russ, was there a vein there?
Yeah, there's a vein. Blue vein.
Okay, when he stabbed the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Vein there too.
What's he doing? Well, what did he do?
Affecting blood flow.
Exactly. Now, I mentioned when you hit on the side that you stop the flow. I didn't say what the flow was.
Nerve flow.
Nerve flow and blood flow. What you're actually doing is depriving the area of oxygen. Just for a moment. Boom.
I see.
So what you're doing is, yeah, stopping the blood flow and the nerve flow to that area. And when you do that in a healing capacity, you have a very limited period of time. Now, if you do it in the aggressive posture, the window is much bigger, and the opportunity is there to do what you would say more harm. But it isn't as effective for healing because the energy flow that you need to retain quickly to aid in the healing process doesn't happen. So therefore, even though you could sit and take maybe 2.5 to 3 minutes, that area is not healing for that length of time. When you set a bone and put a splint and wrap an injured area with the 1.5 minute window, that's all you have. Any more than that, and you're going to start doing damage.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
Because you're robbing the area of the oxygen.
Now, what about the massaging of the feet? What are you doing? I mean, you mentioned a lot about, you know, being able to generate laughter or at least good feelings. But are you affecting the blood flow there or just nerve flows?
You're stimulating the blood flow by increasing the blood flow.
Which helps oxygenate the body.
That's correct. And by making you laugh, when you laugh, what do you do?
You increase your oxygen intake.
Right. That's right. You inhale more air. Questions, please.
Dealing with the conference. Now that we have something a little more workable as far as, you know, their discussions on it, let's go ahead and I guess we should start working on getting the other channelers lined up now and getting a hold of Renee.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we will get the emails out and hopefully I'll be much clearer ahead by the morning.
No problem. Now, he mentioned the Alpha Draconis. Is that the reptoid thing?
My mind's a little muddled.
Oh. Well, how about the Orions?
No, I don't think they are.
We do know that Orions would be workable?
The more, the better.
I don't know who the Orions are yet. Okay. Well, we'll go over this to what the sayings are. We'll get a better idea.
Okay. All right, that's it for me, Tara. Okay. Skip?
No.
Okay.
I'm mulling over what we discussed.
Okay.
Have fun. Well, she's pretty mellow.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. She needed it. She takes life way too seriously. Mm. Way too seriously. Cool, huh?
So it's hard to maintain that poise, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That was hell. Okay, next speaker. Hey.
Hi. Is that Leica?
Yeah.
Hi, Leica.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I feel like I've swallowed a melon.
What'd you do? Oh, that's right.
What did I do?
More like a, what, who did you do?
Poor baby.
It was worth it.
Yeah, of course.
Just wish we had more time to practice.
Practice what? Making babies?
Uh-huh. Do dry runs first.
Oh, yeah.
Just practice. It's a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah, the practice part is a heck of a lot more fun than what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm here to chat, answer questions.
Mm. Excellent, excellent. Do you have all kinds of stuff going on right now?
Uh-huh, so I hear.
Let's see. Oh, let's see. I'm working on food stocks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the sieges.
I've got plans to build a survival shelter in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Above ground or below?
Below ground. Mm-hmm. 12 by 12.
12 feet by 12 feet. By. Okay.
12 by 12 by 8?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But it'll be 12 foot deep because it'll be probably 3 to 4 foot earth over the top.
So that would be about 2.5 units by 2.5 units by how tall?
8 foot on the inside, or 7 foot on the inside.
Okay, so that would be...
Come about 2 units.
Yeah, about 2 units. Just under. See, I'm working on my maths.
It'll work quite well, actually.
That's be 1.85.
Okay. The working on food sources. How long do canned food last? They'll last until the cans rust. Now, if they're aluminum cans, they're almost an indefinite storage period to them.
But there are things that you need to be aware of. Temperature will affect them. Increase in heat will make the item inside swell or possibly damage the can unnoticeably, but still damaged. And once a can is damaged, you might as well open it up to the air anyway.
Mm. Yeah, because you'll get botulism in them once they're damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But if you store them in, like I was talking about, a root cellar is what everybody calls them, the temperature stays consistent, and your moisture does not attack the foods.
Yes, you'll have to excuse me. I was told the other day that root is a colloquialism on your planet for... having sex?
Yeah. You're correct. You're correct.
So you had a cellar for having sex?
No.
Okay.
The terminology root cellar comes from, I would say, probably a couple of hundred years ago. The farmers or agricultural people all had a basement or an underground unit that they called a root cellar because that's where they put all their food because it stayed at an even temperature and no moisture and anything else. Okay.
My love is whispering in my ear something very similar for the rat fish.
Okay.
That they used to have where she grew up.
Now, they also used smokehouses.
Mm-hmm.
which are small buildings with the siding open, probably a quarter of an inch between the slats, where they smoked meat and salted it down so it would keep. I was raised that way.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm well aware of how to store foods, how to keep meat, and so on and so forth for the long period. Now, meat molds, but if it's smoked and salted, you can cut the mold off and still eat the meat.
Yes, we have a delicacy we have in the field, and it is ocean beef. Most Syrians only eat fish and vegetables, but oak keepers are allowed to eat meat. And ocean beef is beef that has been stored in ocean water.
Oh, salt water, yeah. Okay, brine. This is what we call it. Okay.
And it will keep indefinitely. I call it a delicacy, but it's very revolting.
Yes, it is.
It's really unpalatable.
Well, no, it's okay, but it's tough to get by because you got to mix it with other things to because you store meat in salt water, brine. Pickled pig's feet is brine, okay? I'm trying to give instances of what we have in our world, okay? But pickled pig's feet is stored in brine.
I'm glad I follow the Syrian doctrine of eating. Fish and vegetables.
Well, fish is only you can only keep fish so long.
Oh, that's true. Well, you can jerky it.
Well, you can salt it down too.
Yeah.
Still, you're running into an unpalatable thing here because you've got to mix it with stuff to be able to eat it.
Yes, I have eaten it on its own, ocean beef a few times from necessity.
Yeah. Pickled herring, salted herring, okay. Man, it's tough to handle.
Yes, but
it can be done.
If you need to, it's possible.
Now, you can pickle vegetables, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And will they stay indefinitely, like same thing with beef? Mm-hmm. Beef like you're talking about?
Can I say something here?
Yes.
The only way that you can keep them indefinitely if they're sealed, like canned fruit or canned vegetables in the jars. Okay, once you can vegetables or fruit and you pressure cook it and that takes all the air out of it, okay, you put the lid on, as long as the seal is not broken on the lid, they'll keep it definitely.
I think she's getting cramped.
Isn't she? We're kind of small anyway, actually. Well, maybe not now, but I mean,
in stature, honey, not.
I am taller than Kara. Oh. Taller than Kiri. I'm just skinny, or I was.
You're thin. That's not called skinny.
Well, I'm retaining water as well.
Okay, another bit.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm going to.
I haven't felt that. Okay.
No, neither do I.
Okay, thank you. Stop it.
Nice to see you again.
May see me one more time, maybe not. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. You look much more comfortable.
Huh?
You look much more comfortable.
I do.
Well, didn't like
him. Poor baby.
Yeah, she's been taken care of very well at the moment. And she's got an exam in, I think it's less than a week now. So, it's a ballistics exam.
Oh, but not that again.
Mm-hmm. She's got to pass it.
Wow. Hey, so we got 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Any more speakers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How are you doing, Luke?
Yo.
No.
I'm doing good.
Good.
I know what I need.
Well, we market took a crush today.
Sorry?
Market took a crutch today.
What happened to it?
The stock market.
Oh, market. You have to enunciate. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, stock market. My imaginary stocks that I've got $100,000 worth, I lost $5,000.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad, actually. I don't think it was too bad at all. Okay. Let us look at some goings on in the market. Not the market, the world. I've got to be quick as we only have a limited length of time.
Yeah, we'll have 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let us look at Russia. Russia. What can I say about Russia? What can't I say about Russia? I could say a lot of things about Russia, none of them positive. Boris Yeltsin, a resident alcoholic president, and his changing in mind, and the upcoming elections. Okay, this is what I see happening. Trouble. Big trouble. The economy appears to be stable. I say appears to be. For the casual observer, it is stable. But if you look at the markets, and I'm not talking about the financial markets, I'm talking about general markets, prices of food, the prices of commodity, prices of heating oil. Oh dear. The quote, the ruble don't buy what it used to buy. And there isn't enough of it. The markets in Russia are in town. The prices are staggering. The lack of action by the government is aggravating to the situation. Not because pumping money into the economy would work. What would that do? That would increase inflation. Print more money for money that you don't have. You do that, you're asking for inflationary problems, and the ruble definitely won't buy what it used to buy. In fact, it will buy a lot less of what it used to buy. Devaluing the ruble did not fix the problems. You remember we talked about the devaluation of the ruble? And I said it was a temporary fix that wouldn't last very long.
Right.
But it hasn't lasted very long. I mentioned the winter. Think how many people died in Russia this last winter. And it was a mild winter. Mild for Russia. If it had been a harsh winter, oh dear. If it is a harsh winter this year, oh dear. The last time that there was a major harsh winter followed or precursed by financial unrest, financial difficulties, food problems, food production problems, guess what happened? Give you a clue. It happened in November, and it happened just over 80 years ago. 80.
That when the Soviet took over? The communists?
This is right, it's the communists. 1917, November. Harsh, harsh.
80 years ago.
Yeah, 80.
I'm sorry.
82 to be precise. Very harsh winter. In the middle of a war.
Nope. Right at the end of the war.
Another year to go in the First World War.
Oh, no. That's 1812 to 1814.
You're both wrong. Russ is closer, but it's off by 100 years. 1914 to 1918.
Oh, yeah, First World War. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
100 years too early.
100 years too early. But that started the revolution. Financial crisis, followed by massive corruption, followed by...
socialism.
Well, actually food problems. The ruble wasn't paying what the ruble used to buy. People starving, civil unrest. And what does that sound like?
Isn't that the beginning of communism, per se?
Mm-hmm. That's when it started.
Yeah.
But what does that whole entire scenario
sound like now? Well, it sounds like with Yeltsin firing his prime minister and the cabinet and trying to get this new guy in there.
Sounds like this country.
I don't think the Duma is going to agree to this new guy.
Well, they agreed to the last one 3 months ago in May.
They had to.
Do they have any choice other than the revolution?
Yes, there is a choice. And it is kind of a revolution, but it's not really a revolution. It's what you would call a bloodless palace coup.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's basically get as many people on your side as possible, turn around to the president and say, you've got two choices. Either you leave or we impeach you.
I have confidence in the Senate. Clinton went through Nixon went through the same thing ahead of his life.
Okay. Clinton went through the same thing, but somehow he survived.
He had enough support on one side to get through it. But...
Mm-hmm. We won't go there because I could go on about that for a long time.
Right.
Okay, now, Russia. Remember what was said about the Asian flu?
Yeah, it started in China or Japan, but it spread to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere else in that whole entire section.
Okay. It's also spread to South America, but it's not as bad.
Right.
I believe that it was stated that it appears to be petering out. But Russia is in a very precarious position. If they have a bloodless palace coup and they succeed and Yeltsin is ousted out, then the situation will temporarily be relieved. They will give the new government an opportunity to prove itself. However, with the corruption that already exists, this is just a rest period, just a respite. But all pivots on one thing, weather.
Doesn't Russia have huge natural resources in the eastern sections it could sell and make up the lost revenue from the reforms?
You mean the oil fields?
Oil fields, natural gas, all those reserves they have in the eastern section in near Siberia.
Doesn't belong to them anymore.
Oh, crap, that's right. Broke up their country.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing that is irking the Russians.
That's right.
Yeah, they totally broke up their country.
Mm-hmm. They're all independent nations.
They're going to blame the current president for any kind of problems that happened because of that.
Yeah, because he didn't actually do it, did he?
No, Gorbachev did.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeltsin was Gorbachev's hand-picked successor.
Mm-hmm. He got caught in the current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the Grenady, whatever it is, the communist leader in the Duma, isn't very popular as far as becoming president, but given enough circumstances, he could bring back the communist rule.
Yes, he could, real quick.
Very quickly. And all the other countries around them, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, all those countries aren't very strong, militarily-wise.
No. Strong military leader could take over those countries.
They could go right back to being USSR.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So easily. And it would be a very popular move with the people. Because
yes, it would be.
The majority have known nothing but communist rule.
Right. People would volunteer for the army at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just to go in and take over another country and take the spoils.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So you see the dangers of the palace coup?
Teetering on the edge.
What they are forced to do.
That's why the World Bank gave them a new loan just this last month.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know something? It's happening. It started.
I can believe it. I can believe
there is fighting going on right there, right in the southern part of the of Russia, with the province right next door to Chechnya. They are attacking. Even as we talk, there is a pitch battle going on right now.
In other words, they could become the second major power in the world again.
Again. Mm-hmm. But they'll never be as strong as they were.
No.
But the battle is, there is a battle going on.